Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so take this for what it's worth. You decide in your own mind what it's worth, but our boy, former Cowboy defensive lineman Tony Casillas, tweeted yesterday, signing Allen Hurns can only potentially help the Cowboys and Dez if he ultimately takes a pay cut. Michael Irvin would not ever admit it, but that's what Alvin Harper did for his career. Hashtag stay tuned. Well, a guy named Jordan Schultz, okay? I've seen this guy tweet some things that didn't come true. You know, he's not on the scene as a major insider. He works for Yahoo, used to work for Bleacher Report, Huffington Post, Sirius XM. So he has jumped around. He tweeted back to Casillas, the Cowboys will cut Dez Bryant after the draft, but make no mistake, they will cut him. So you got to take Jordan Schultz in your own mind for what he's worth. If you've seen some of his things before, he's got 52,000 followers, but he's sitting here saying after the draft, they will cut 88. What do you make of it?
Can't tell if it's a report or his opinion, right? You know, it could be an opinion. I don't think he's necessarily in the minority in that viewpoint. I think that that's kind of what's going to wind up happening because it makes financial sense for them to do that. I think a lot of teams in the NFL would take that, would cut Dez. You sign Hurns, you have a lot of money in that position, you're going to save. I know we're thinking about, oh no, it's an $8 million cap. But, well, you're actually saving $8 million too. Post June 1, whatever you want to cut him. But I do think the likelihood is that they will let him go. Maybe try to re-sign him to a lower deal, but cut him, yes.
Yesterday, Jerry Jones at the owners' meetings was asked for the latest on Dez.
We need to talk and certainly have not had a thought about talking with him that did not anticipate him being with us.
Why haven't you had to talk yet?
The timing hasn't been necessary. The guys we signed didn't impact Dez's situation. Mm-hmm. Our receivers that we've signed.
Okay, Jerry, but that didn't really answer Clarence Hill's question. Jerry saying that this week works well. All right.
You know what week works well? The week before free agency works really well for me. I'm just throwing, like, but for me, the week before free agency works well.
So Jerry was asked, just listen to this. It's like it's like you're setting up like a meeting with like your accountant or something.
Yeah.
Jerry, what's the timeline?
I don't know that if Dez is in town, what his schedule is. As it would turn out, this coming week is a good week. But I am going to be in beginning tomorrow afternoon. I'll be in for the rest of the week through the weekend. So I'll just check and make sure there's no need to being awkward because we don't have it that pressing. There's nothing pressing here.
I know you
time-wise.
It's like, I mean, you know, you got phones. Like, phones work.
Yeah.
Call them up.
This week works well for me. I don't know about him. We'll have to check.
I mean, I'm not in the Bahamas this week.
Haven't been able to get a hold of him, really, so we'll just see.
It's also Easter weekend. Easter weekend's a big time. Plus, it's also the 6th annual DFW Fine Spirits Festival as well on Saturday.
Is.
So go to 105.3thefan.com/finespirits.
And maybe they can have that meeting there. Yeah. I mean, just throwing that one out there. But, yeah, it is Easter weekend. Like, so what, this is when they're going to, like, settle all family business?
But what about him saying there's just nothing pressing time-wise? What do you make of that? There's nothing like that urgent from a timeline standpoint.
Well, at this point, he's probably right. At this point, like, free agency's already started. They've, you know, all the big fish are for the most part gone. I mean, yeah. So from this perspective, this time today, it's probably not super pressing. It would have been pressing 2 weeks ago before free agency started. I thought that was pretty pressing. You know, I just find this whole thing very weird. Like, if you're not going to cut him, just come out and say you're not going to cut him.
Well, they don't know if they're not going to cut him because they haven't had the financial conversation.
There you go.
You can't even have the financial conversation until we get to the draft. Any conversation before that is moot. It's not worth it because the Cowboys don't know what's going to be available to them. If they had the conversation with Dez about taking a pay cut and then the draft comes around and Calvin Ridley and all the other wide receivers that they're interested are gone and they don't take a wide receiver till the third round, well, then there's no conversation to be had. You got to keep Dez around. So whoever, you know, whoever sent that tweet out, Sean, that you mentioned.
Jordan Schultz.
He's, in my opinion, making an obvious statement that could prove to be true if the Cowboys do one particular thing in the draft. And really, as much as we're talking about it, that's the day. Draft day, day one, is the day we will find out if Dez Bryant is going to be a Cowboy or not. Because if they take a wide receiver, you will know that they now have the leverage to send him packing. And if they don't, you would have to think that based on how they've stood up to this point, they haven't had a conversation with them because in their minds, they probably feel the same, that they still don't have the leverage that they need to really ask him to take a pay cut.
But they do have the leverage. They have it right now. Hearns, Terrence, Beasley for $13 million is better and more valuable than Dez, Hearns, Terrence for 26. It's just better.
Which would you rather have? I'm going to give you the options. You can only choose between these options. Dez, Hearns, Cole, T-Will, Ridley, Hearns, Cole, T-Will.
Ridley, Hearns, Cole, T-Will. I mean, I understand Dez is a better player, but the money you're saving, you could build a better football team.
Yeah, of those two, if it comes down to Ridley and he's there and they decide to pick him, then I'll be in the boat with you guys that Dez probably needs to be the one to go. And I've been pretty consistent with that, I think, in that Dez Bryant right now, the Cowboys don't have a replacement for him. So as long as you don't have a replacement for him, you can't just send the guy packing. And that, to me, Choppy, despite the money that's being passed out to all these other wide receivers, that is the leverage that they don't have right now. They can't look at Dez and say, we can replace you with blank, because they don't have blank right now. So that's, to me, the leverage that I'm talking about. If I'm Dez, I go...
But what would you prefer between the two groups?
I would prefer Calvin at the money.
Okay.
I would prefer Calvin at the money. However, I would say, if I'm Dez Bryant, you got three guys that can do what Terrence Williams can do. You got at least two guys that can do what Cole Beasley can do. So why not start cutting your bait at those positions?
Well, Bryant,
figure out if it's T-Will that needs to go. Figure out if Cole Beasley needs to go. I'm sorry, Cole, love you, but
the Cowboys and Brian Broaddus would say that Allen Hurns can do a lot of the things that you do, Dez. That's what's in the scout report. All right, what do you make of this? This is Jason Garrett speaking as well. He was asked about this new route coach, David Robinson. Jane Slater broke the story. Bennett Skin had him on. What do you make of Dez working with this new route coach, and how much could it improve his game?
Yeah, I don't really know much about that. Again, we don't have real contact with our players right now. They'll be back in the middle of April. And, I know Dez loves playing football. He's got a great passion for it. And, he's a determined guy. He wants to be a great player. He wants to be great for our team. He wants our team to be great. And we'll get him back in here when the offseason program starts, and we'll get going. And, excited to get the guys back together again. As coaches, we're all chomping at the bit to get around our players.
That a total lack of awareness or just a victim of the rules that's so stupid that prohibits these coaches and players from being able to talk right now? He had no idea. He said, no clue. Is that just protecting himself because you're not allowed to communicate, or do you believe it?
Oh, I don't believe it for a second. I mean, they know every step these guys take, as they should.
I would hope.
I mean, and I don't understand. Like, I understand in college, like, the no contact period. These are amateurs. In the professional world, I don't understand.
Players, this is the players' fault. Players are the ones, less practices, less periods. Don't abuse us. That's the players' fault.
Oh, no, I get that, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not having organized practices and such, but, like, the no contact between coach and player, like, I don't really get that. That doesn't make much sense to me. Like, you can have, it seems to me that you could be able to have a conversation.
Yeah. So I hope that that's just protecting them from not being able to communicate back and forth. All right, Jerry Jones on this position group. Every time I hear him talk about this position group, it worries me, and I don't know what to make of it. Jerry was asked for a free agency recap. Listen to what he said about the linebackers.
We've really been able to keep our options open, as well as I think have given us a better offense, especially between the trade we made, fullback, the linebacker. I think we really landed on our feet relative to losing Hitch and Smith. Those are two really good football players. And I don't think we took a step back there at all. In general, both players together are good enough football players that we didn't step back.
He said this multiple times. I could have put in two more times in there where he's like, no, Hitchens, okay, he's a good player, but we're good. We're fine. We didn't take one step back. Because of Jalen Smith and Damian Wilson. Am I the only one here? That's all I keep hearing is Jerry. Last year, when we were talking about the linebackers, he's bringing up Kyle Wilbur and Damian Wilson. And I'm worried about linebacker. Like, I'm definitely worried about linebacker. And he's like, no, we didn't take a step back at all. Anthony Hitchens? Now, look, I don't think Anthony Hitchens is worth the contract right. And the money, and I wouldn't have paid him what Kansas City paid him. But you got worse at linebacker.
Well, they did. Unless Jerry doesn't, you know, unless he's kind of going with this new philosophy that the linebacker doesn't matter, so we can't get any worse, the position doesn't matter. Which
I think Jalen Smith's spirit has touched Jerry.
It absolutely has.
Jalen
Smith's
spirit has touched Jerry. Seriously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now people, there are those saying, oh man, he had a really good finish to the year. And you know, he did get better as the year went on. There's no doubt about that. I am not going to sit here though and say that Jalen Smith is close to being 100%. You know, I can't do that yet.
Yeah.
There are things he just can't do physically. At least at the end of last season, that most linebackers can do physically.
See, and that small conversation right there is why I'm against this whole Dez conversation in the first place. For us to be thinking about taking a wide receiver in the first round when we have these types of problems at linebacker,
free safety,
at free safety, at strong. I mean, we don't even know who either safety is going to be going into next season, to be quite honest with you.
Right now, it's Woods and Heath.
Yeah. And are you telling me you feel great about that?
No.
Absolutely not. You got way bigger problems to worry about, and we're focusing on the dang wide receiver position that we've loaded up.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be worried. We shouldn't even be thinking about wide receiver in the first round, in my mind, based on what we already have. That is a flaw in the way they're approaching this draft, in my opinion.
All right, so that's just a little recap. There's more. Jerry talking about Leo Collins possibly moving. Adding a free safety, says he's against it. I would rather just go ahead and draft one. I don't know if that's Seahawk posturing or negotiating with Earl Thomas and all that talk going quiet, but the Cowboys were on the microphones yesterday at the owners' meetings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.